Penguin Random House presents Ask the Monk by Nityanand Charan Das, read by Ashish David. To Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara, who through their deep knowledge and cutting logic removed the veil of illusion and brought immense clarity to our thought process. Introduction. I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. Rudyard Kipling. Asking questions is a sign of intelligence. The power of asking questions in both our work and personal lives cannot be overstated and impacts every area of our lives. In fact, in hindsight, we can observe that every learning we have had has been brought about by us asking questions. During our childhood, questions and curiosity are a natural part of our interactions with the world around us. There is always a wondering why and an inquisitive how, much to the bewilderment of the adults. Over time, as we grow older, we become less and less curious. Society drills into our minds that giving answers is more important, be it when giving exams, in interviews, or to contribute to a conversation. As adults, we eventually stop asking questions and conform by falling into a routine. Children seldom hesitate before asking us why countless times until they are satisfied with innocent wonderment to understand the world around them. Simply imbibing this one quality from them, applying the same sense of critical questioning to our lives, has the power to transform, to revolutionize our lives. Defining our why is of utmost importance. If we do not ask why over and over again, we will never succeed at the what. The Vedic scriptures, guidebooks for humanity, encourage to question things right from the very beginning of our human lives. But what type of questions should we ask? The Vedanta Sutra 1.1.1 answers. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Since you have got this human life, now is the time to inquire about the absolute truth. Inquiring merely about our basic physiological needs of eating, sleeping, relaxing, etc. is not something extraordinary. Even animals do that. A bird wakes up early in the morning and starts questioning, where is the food? The special ability to make higher inquiries is what truly separates us from the other species. It therefore becomes our moral duty to ask questions beyond our basic needs. Questions such as, who am I? Where do I come from? Where will I go? What is the purpose of life? Who is God? What is my relationship with Him? How do I revive that relationship? Why do I suffer even if I do not want to? And so on. The following Vedic verse confirms the same. Ahar nidra bhaya maithunam cha. Samanyam etat pashubhir naranam. Dharmo hitesham adhika visesho. Dharmen hina pashubhiha samana. Both animals and humans share the activities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the special property of humans is that they can engage in spiritual life. Therefore, without spiritual life, humans are on the level of animals. Hitopadesa 25. And thus, this book. Ask the Monk is a practicing monk's humble attempt to answer over 70 typical questions of a higher nature which are crucial to embark on the journey of self-discovery and self-realization. I have over the years been asked these questions by a 9-year-old and an 80-year-old as well. Thus, this book is for children, teenagers, the young, the middle-aged, millennials, Gen Zs, or any lost soul looking to be found. The book tries to address the confusion and doubts arising from common misconceptions, controversial references in scripture such as the Mahabharata and Ramayana, and various other subjects ranging from rituals, destiny, and karma to the mind and anything else that keeps us from truth impeding our progress. To accomplish this, we have taken the help of all three aspects necessary to prove a point. It is the intersection of science, logic, and scriptures. We hope that this book helps sincere readers on their journey to discover the self and discover this world, provides much sought-after clarity on various important issues, and destroys the demons of doubt in the reader's mind. Because if we do not destroy them, they will end up destroying us. Happy reading, and keep questioning. Question 1. Is everything predestined? Do sciences such as palmistry, astrology, and numerology help? People get very excited about knowing their future. Vedic sciences such as palmistry, numerology, and astrology fuel excitement by predicting what is in store for one. These predictions can bring happiness, but also distress if they are not what we expect or desire. This can either make us too hopeful or it can make us feel hopeless because we tend to resign ourselves to what has been predicted. However, we have news. We are not programmed robots. We are human beings blessed with the ability to make choices. If everything is pre-written, then why work at all? We always have free will, something even God Himself will never interfere in. What happens to us is destiny, but how we respond to it is entirely our choice, and by our choices we can brighten or darken our future. Essentially, any method of learning about the future is like a weather forecast. The weather forecast might say that it will rain tomorrow, but we decide if we want to get drenched. And even if we do decide to go out, we can always equip ourselves with an umbrella or a raincoat and thus avoid getting wet. The various branches of Vedic knowledge that are concerned with knowing about the future are based on an understanding that there are signs of the future that are present either in our bodily characteristics or in the planetary alignments at the moment of our birth or the date of birth and time. But these are just signs and not compulsions. Any form of prediction can primarily determine what might happen to us, but it doesn't determine our response. So destiny essentially refers to what happens to us, and free will essentially refers to how we respond to it. Even astrologers, numerologists, and palmists give remedies such as wearing certain stones or performing certain rituals. This goes to show that even they believe things can be changed by taking the proper steps. Now, whether we come across a genuine practitioner is a matter of good luck. But the point is that things can change. Of course, destiny is strong and its influence might still give us the urge to go out when it rains, despite knowing the weather forecast. But again, we do have the choice to resist the temptation. The ultimate choice lies with us, and we can always choose to act in a way that is for our personal growth. That ability becomes more and more pronounced when we have the right association, especially with those who are spiritually advanced. Lord Brahma tells us in the Brahma Samhita 5.27, Karmani nirdehati kintu cha bhakti bhajam, Govindam adi purusham tam aham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to the roots all karmas of those who are imbued with devotion. Lord Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam saranam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. A person who commits a serious crime and is punished by the law can still be pardoned by the king or the president of a country if they see a genuine reason to do so. If a human being can have such authority, Why do you think the Supreme Lord cannot pardon us if we sincerely repent and choose to rectify our wrong behavior?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?